Nolte, CNN forced to report 4th of July gas prices at four-year low. By John Nolte on June 30, 2025. CNN was forced to report that heading into the 4th of July weekend, gas prices have hit a four-year low. CNN, a far-left, basement-rated propaganda cable channel that spreads misinformation and violence against Jews, must have been dying more than a little inside while being forced to report this. What must really be killing them, especially that smarmy John Berman, is the 4 years part, which perfectly and precisely jumps over Joe Biden to President Trump. But all of America's experts assured me Trump's tariffs would kill the economy. But all of America's experts told me the war with Iran would explode gas prices. Oh, you mean that 12-day war that obliterated Iran's nuclear program and whatever was left of CNN's credibility? Knock knock. Who's there? Orange. Orange who? Orange, you glad you don't live in Democrat-run California, where Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom's new gas taxes just went into effect and could increase the price of a gallon of gas by 65 cents. Why would anyone vote for a Democrat these days? You must be suicidal or full of self-hate. Californians are looking at a near future where gas could cost anywhere from $6 to $9 a gallon. Per CNN, during the previous 4th of July, when President Memory Cares Autobahn ruled the country, the average price of gas was $3.49 per gallon. By this coming holiday weekend, that same gallon will cost somewhere between $3.10 and $3.15. Back in 2022, the average cost was $4.80 per gallon. CNN is even forced to admit that Trump's ceasefire deal between Israel and Iran is one, holding, and two, responsible for bringing the cost of oil down by about $20 per barrel. Then CNN actually admits that low inflation and increased wages are putting more money in the pockets of the people. I'm surprised CNN reported this. You would expect them to do what they always do, lie. Generally, CNN either lies through omission by not reporting any good news for Trump, or CNN just flat out lies. In this case, you expect CNN to blatantly claim gas prices are up this year or laughably claim gas prices are down thanks to Joe Biden. One thing to keep in mind is that Biden's gas prices were still awful, even though he was shamelessly draining our strategic petroleum reserve to keep them artificially low. Everything touched by Democrats turns to shit. Let's just hope the Marxist Zoran Mamdani wins the mayoral race in New York City. Watching New Yorkers get what they voted for will make for amazing television viewing. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning five-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.